Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM Shir number 139. That's Vice Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 139. In most situations, a husband's drive sexually is stronger than his wife's. And we've offered suggestions how a couple can change their attitudes and behaviors and can grow in their ability to love and help each other in ways that would bring balance and satisfaction in their sexual lives. And Hashem created it this way. There's different hormones that differ in the male and female bodies. Typically, the male bodies have more testosterone, which is the arousal hormone, which moves consistently through their systems. Female bodies also have testosterone, but not as much. And as a result, females usually do not have the same level of desire for sexual release as males do. That's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a different thing. And because of the different levels of testosterone, the male usually is the initiator of sexual activity, and the female is the one who usually responds. It could sometimes be the reverse, but this is the way generally Hashem made males and females different to complement each other, to work together as a whole. Men have about 10 times as much testosterone as women do. This fact makes the behaviors of many men very confusing to women, because the male sex drive is fueled by a hormone that turns in the most mild-mannered man into quite an aggressive sort when confined with his wife and is healthily expressing himself this way. And women are bewildered by this. You know, how a man can sometimes look at her, a wife, you know, is puzzled. A man looks at her, and in the morning, and she has bad breath, and hair disheveled, and in her eyes a mess, and he sexually stimulated, he wants to be with her. Now, the fact is testosterone builds while the body rests, and therefore, it's pretty high, you know. The idea being, you have to know your natures. This is a normal thing. Men are designed to need sexual release. That's why it's a big nisayon in the teenage years and in married life. Zera levatala, which is a serious thing. And it is a struggle, and it's not easy. So when discussing the seriousness of it, and we spoke about this many times, it's important to understand the difficulty and challenge for this, and to be sensitive to it, and to learn how to healthily challenge it in the right way. So the idea being, and we talk about this in the women's side very much, that yes, it's true that the sexual life between a husband and wife should not be primarily because of him having his sexual release, so that he shouldn't stray and do other crazy things elsewhere. That's not the purpose of sexual intimacy. The purpose is the uniting, the bonding, the loving, the caring. But the Chazal, in many places, definitely and clearly explains that this is a side but important factor in married life that helps a husband who's straight and careful overall to have that Yetzer Hara not so strong in him. But it's very important for men to realize that the key really is that this sexual release should be secondary, and the primary focus should be loving your wife as she is, appreciating her, and even when you're physically with her, to make sure that the emotional love is there in a very, very strong way. When you do that, and there is also this healthy, enjoyable sexual pleasure, and the fact that you have that release that you need to have, that's a beautiful thing. Not only there's nothing wrong with that, it's a very, very good thing. But like everything else in life, so too over here, we can't make the tuffel into the ikker and the ikker into the tuffel. We can't make something that's supposed to be secondary to be primary or vice versa. The goal is the oneness, the connectivity, the love, the becoming one. So the idea being is to daven for Siyata Dishmaya for this and work with each other when the sex drives differ significantly, and to work towards working with each other, to love each other, and even if there's a loss of interest, to work through it and not give up being active, sexually active in a marriage, despite the fact that there's not a strong drive there. It's very, very important. Hopefully, you do your research, you check medically or physically, however you want to work it, but it is an extremely important part of married life. And it's an important part of health in a human being. And health as a husband. And health in a wife as well. There are factors that affect sex drive. There could be a hormonal imbalance, which is something that you need to speak to a physician about to test that. And that could be adjusted. Sometimes there's illness. La'alechem shouldn't happen to anybody. But illness could create certain types of chronic illnesses, could make a low adrenal function and low libido. And there needs to be also a sensitivity to that. You know, men also can lose interest, thyroid imbalances, diabetes, heart disease, hardening of arteries, other illnesses. So the key really is if one spouse is ill, the ill person still needs to try to do everything he or she can to regain their health and work through as best as they can to keep this connection physically there as much as possible. Of course, without the one that's healthy placing pressure on the ill person, and they work it through with each other. Very often there's a sensitivity to an illness, and one tends to back off, and that's a menschliche thing to do. But as a couple, when you're talking to both of them and one of them is ill, that's one of the challenges in marriage, to work through it when you simply can't, you can't. But when you can, do your best to keep that part of the marriage going in a very strong way. To initiate when you are less weak, when you are not nauseous, when you are feeling somewhat better, even if you don't have that drive so strong. It's difficult. It's a big nisayon. And Hashem should protect us all from it. Sometimes it's not possible. But whenever it is possible, it needs to be worked through. Because the physical touch, the human connectivity of the sexual connection, even when there's an illness, is very, very important. Sometimes medication could affect libido. Certain antidepressants, some medications used to lower blood pressure, some cholesterol-reducing medications, and so on and so forth. And you speak to a doctor about it. You know, some women have this issues also where the husband has a lack of sexual interest because of these medications. And it makes a wife feel very unwanted. And it's important, even though the meds are the culprit, she blames herself. What is she doing wrong that makes her not desirable to her husband? And she asks sometimes for the sexual connection and he doesn't give it to her. And a lot has to do with side effects of medication sometimes. And it needs to be worked through. Figure out ways around it. Stress, of course, is a major, major factor. We all face stresses. Job stresses, caring for family, conflict, and so on and so forth. Stresses can be physical or emotional or mental or spiritual. And they can deplete our bodies in ways that affect our hormonal levels, which can lower our sexual responses. Sometimes it's a death of a parent, and it can affect one sexually. So it's very, very important to work through that stress, to get exercise, to get enough sleep, reduce your stress as much as possible. Seek professional help if that threat of stress is affecting your sexual life together, and work through it. Depression is another factor. Men don't often understand it. You know, women are more understanding of what depression is. Men often don't, because they're not in touch with their emotions very often. It also creates the antidepressants that is used sometimes for depression can suppress libido, but the depression itself can suppress libido. And of course, the age could affect the sex drive. And we talked in the past, and we'll continue to talk how even as one ages, one can really enjoy this aspect of life. Pregnancy, childbirth affects things. Unresolved conflicts can affect things. All these things, when conflicts is unresolved in a marriage, spouses will try to avoid the sexual connection. And it's very important to resolve these conflicts. Sometimes a wife could be wounded, very hurt by her husband, so she'll withdraw and not be open to sexual contact. And there needs to be a understanding about that and making her feel safe to be willing to not withdraw and to be open. Men also tend to withdraw. And the withdrawal is not healthy because it creates a certain suppressed anger that could result in ulcers and headaches and stress and even depression. So therefore, it's very, very important to work through these things, all these things we just mentioned, that could hold back a healthy sexual life, unresolved emotional issues to work through. Sometimes there's either erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation. And it's very important, even while this is happening, you talk to doctors or however you want to figure out how to resolve that problem. First physically to see if there's anything, or then emotionally. But as you're struggling through it, and wives need to know this too, husbands need to know this, you don't withdraw because of this. You still engage as best as you could, even if that erectile dysfunction still exists. You work through it. And sometimes, by the way, it's not that you need Viagra or those type of drugs. Sometimes it's increasing the testosterone levels. You would take a blood test, you figure that out. But again, I leave that for the doctors that know what they're doing regarding this. What's important is to handle coping with mismatched libidos. And it comes with many tools of how to go about that. You appreciate what you do have. You look at the good in the relationship. Rather than bemoaning the deficiencies, be grateful and accept what is. Affirm your spouse. Be encouraging to your spouse. Compliment your spouse. Build your spouse's self-esteem. You daven for each other. You daven for siyata d'shmaya in this area. You express your desire to be with her. And you meet her needs as much as possible when you're with her. All of these is very, very important. When you're not in the mood, sometimes it's the other way around. When you're not in the mood and it's hard to get into the mood, you daven for it and you put in the effort. So there's a lot more to talk about over here. This is a subject that usually is not discussed, not comfortable discussing it, but it's very important. It's very, very important. In this generation, you have so much of the opposite issue that people stress, the over-sexuality, the over-stress and emphasis on sexuality. And one may think that problems in marriages is because of a hyper-focus with that. Or, you know, that could happen if there is a sex addiction. It could happen and other types of things or with young people sometimes. But truth be told, that in most marriages, the opposite problem exists. Too little of appreciation of this aspect of their married life. That's what creates more of the problems than an overabundance of this issue. And that is sad. That's something that's avoidable. That's something that can be worked through. And that's something that can be extremely healing when done the right way. When that balance is met, when they work with each other towards it. And they both decide that with whatever the challenges may be, this part of life will be consistent and ongoing and constant as much as possible, connecting. And again, it's not just physical. With human beings, especially Eden like us, it is sex, yes, but it is an emotional, spiritual tie connected to it. And it's not to be taken lightly. We shouldn't take it lightly. Our wives should learn not to take it lightly. In our marriages, we cannot take it lightly. Bracha v'atzlacha.